This is Deanna Spingola. It is Sunday, September 1st, 2013, and this is one of my special interviews. We have no commercials, no censorship, no calls, and no music. It is just education and information. It is Bare Bones Broadcasting. My guest today is Clint Richardson. His websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com and clint4p.com and thecorporationnation.com. Today we're going to be discussing a recent article, his latest article, called CORE, Making Children Stupider Around the World. Welcome, Clint.
Thank you. Thank you for doing this last minute. It's a very, very important topic that I don't think people have any idea how deep it actually goes. So I really appreciate you doing this.
Oh, well, I appreciate you being on the program. So, just start out. You just finished this on what date? Like 2 days ago.
Yeah, it was just a couple of days ago. So let me just tell you the background of this. Now, I want to state first and foremost that I am absolutely no expert on what is called Common Core, C-Scope, all of these different names for these different education programs that are happening. But what happened, and it was kind of a fluke, really, is that I was talking to a friend down in Texas who's been battling this for some time. And as I was listening to her, I was like, well, you know, maybe I'll take a look at it. And the first thing, and this is probably the most important thing about this conversation, is this, okay? Whenever I am researching anything, the first thing, especially if it's a corporation, including government or private, public, whatever, the first thing I'm going to do is try to find their comprehensive or just annual financial report. Okay, I mean, I don't know how many years Walter's been harping on this, and I've been harping on this, Walter Burian. But it's absolutely paramount. If you want to find out the information about a company, you almost have to go to the annual financial report. I'll give you another example. I could never figure out the Federal Reserve until I found its comprehensive annual financial report, which is a 538-page document that explains the entire history, how it operates, what the board is, what the bank is. If you want to know about the Federal Reserve, you go to its comprehensive annual financial report. Likewise, if you want to know about Target or Walmart or Raytheon or Monsanto, that's the place to go for firsthand or primary source information, is to its annual financial report. And I say that because really it's the Achilles heel of corporations and government, because it's a required law by government to report all of this information in these reports. Okay, so that's first and foremost the important aspect of what we're going to be talking about today. Second, just basically comes down to what CORE is. So I'm going to – I apologize. I'm not prepared here, but let me pull up this thing here. So basically what happened is a while back, this friend in Texas, she who's been battling this CORE, the C-Scope thing. And at the time, I didn't really understand what C-Scope was, which is, I guess, is a Texas aspect of CORE. So she called, and she was really upset because her son had brought home a homework assignment. And the homework assignment was called, and I'm just going to read it to you if you don't mind, it's called the 1984 Experience, and I have this on my blog. She was good enough to scan it. It's called the 1984 Experience, the Thought Police versus the Outer Party. Okay, this is the homework assignment that's being delivered to high school students. It says, welcome to 1984. To remain in good standing with Big Brother, you must obey the party's rules. There are thought police in every senior class. English class, I should say. Thought police may report offenses for any outer party members they observe committing crimes against the party. Since you do not know who the informants are, you may choose to violate the rules at will. However, you never, never know who will be watching. Big Brother reserves the right to select more than the original thought police as the week goes on to monitor the actions of the outer party. You never know who they might be. Your written assignment is, all Thought Police and Outer Party members will complete a written assignment that will be due on Friday, April 12th. Inner Party members are exempt from the written assignment. As with all written assignments, submission one day early is 5 additional points. 2 days is 10. And then it goes on, it says, Outer Party members, if you did not violate any of the rules, your wrap-up must be a minimum of 300 words. If you have violated any one of the rules, da-da-da-da-da. For each non-party absence, an additional 300 words. For each offense, following offense, add 300 words. If at the end of the week you suspect you might be a member of the Thought Police, then you may share this sentiment privately with Big Brother. If you are correct, your paper assignment, you know, da-da-da-da-da, you get out of your homework, basically. So this is the lesson plan that was given to, I believe, to 12th grade students. Might have been 11th grade, but I think it was 12th grade students. All right, and the full 1984 experience is also in. It's a 3-page document that you can download from my website there, from my blog.
Right.
So she went nuts. I mean, she literally went nuts. Now, maybe most parents would not think anything of this, but I mean, this is huge to be coming from an education thing. But also, when you consider that it's a private company that's doing it. It's a private corporation that's doing it. And she knew that, and that's what upset her. Now, what she could never do was figure out where this was really coming from, because there were some real arrogant people that were basically going into their chat rooms down there and telling them that some of this stuff was coming from places like India and Singapore and China and stuff like that, and then it could never figure out why this guy was saying these things. He was almost like a ghost. No one could figure it out. Nobody could follow his entries. It was some kind of arrogant person who knew that they couldn't figure it out. And so, you know, 2 days ago, I'm talking to this girl, and she's telling me ever more problems. She's telling me how she's dealing with her city council and how they're basically, in total arrogance, just blowing her off and telling her that, you know, you just that she'll never figure it out, basically. And so naturally, my natural first instinct was, you know, to get mad and defensive like I do. And the first thing I did was just pull up Yahoo and type in a search engine, type in a search parameter, I should say, that said Common Core, because they knew that this was part of Common Core. Common Core Annual Financial Report. That's all I typed in. First thing that comes up in the search engine is the page that directs you to the annual financial reports. And what comes up but Core, C-O-R-E, capitalized, all letters capitalized. And it's not what I was expecting, but I went ahead and clicked on the 2012 report. And here is this company from India, headquartered in India, that has offices in and has spread out into the entire education system of the world, including the United States, including the United Kingdom, India, Singapore, Africa. I keep trying to remember everywhere else, but it's basically everywhere in the world. This company, to speak of, I should say, has spread its tendrils and has become the private corporation that is responsible for educating your children. And so we went from there, and we just started reading this thing. And amazingly, the first thing it says is, in this annual financial report, and I guess I should stop and say, this is why I keep telling people over and over and over, the most important thing that you can do when researching anything is to pull up the annual financial report. It's a requirement. It's amazing the admissions that are in these reports, and this is the perfect example of that, because there are people out there, and I'm talking currently to a WorldNet Daily reporter who's been reporting on Common Core for a very long time, who just could never find or figure out that this was an international company. They knew it was, but they could never find the evidence, never could link it to a central corporation. So this is the importance again of realizing and understanding that the annual financial report, or that for the government it's the comprehensive annual financial report, is so important in your research. And it's, we've been obviously been harping that for years now, thanks to you and giving me a soapbox. But so CORE, this is what it says in the financial report. First thing you see, it says CORE, innovating to transform the world. Oh, well, that's an interesting thing to say from a company in India. So what the heck is it talking about here? And so it goes on, and it has this picture of a light bulb with the world in it, a blue light bulb. And it says, I'm just going to read it from the report. It says, the world is changing at a much faster pace today than one would have imagined a decade ago. And it's pretty bad English, because it's obviously an Indian financial report. The way innovations of yesteryears, like internet and mobility, transformed the world today, innovations of today would go on to transform the world tomorrow. In the words of William Wordsworth, the child is father of man. Quite rightly, the shape of future lies sh shape, the
The
shape
shape of the
of
future.
the shape of future
Yeah, it's just bad. Oh.
lies in the hands of today's youth. The responsibility to shape young minds and prepare them for a new world rests on education. Education is capitalized. When you capitalize a word like that, what it's really talking about is a specific kind of education. What this is talking about, what you ultimately find, is that education means the business of human capital management. And we'll get into that, of course. So the world needs to renounce some age-old practices in its education system and adopt a futuristic pedagogy.
Right.
The word pedagogy actually translates in its etymology from Greek to lead the child, and its dictionary definition is the science and art of education, specifically instructional theory. All right, so the world needs to renounce some age-old practices in its education system and adopt a futuristic pedagogy. CORE has been I incubating innovations that are transforming the education systems worldwide, from the US to the UK, from India to the Middle East and Africa. With innovative interventions, very important word, with innovative interventions across teaching, learning, assessment, and governance, again, all those words are.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so that means they're specific businesses, and this is very important. With innovative interventions across teaching, learning, assessment, and governance businesses, the company is rigorously at work, innovating today what will lead to a transformed world tomorrow. So, I'm reading this and I'm going, my gosh, do they know about this? I went ahead and sent this over to them. And literally, their jaws hit the floor. This was the thing they've been looking for. It's just sitting there out there ready for anybody to read. And it just takes this little bit of understanding of what these reports represent. And that's again the most important thing to take from this. I mean, this is absolutely huge. It's a breaking, massive story that's going to go all over the place at this point. They just sent it to Charlotte Iserbeek's group.
Oh, good, good, good.
And she's going to be obviously talking about it. So it's huge. I mean, when you read this thing, it reads as if it's an Orwellian novel. It literally is a business based around what they refer to as workforce education. Workforce education. Education to manage human capital. All right, so this is the thing I really want to get across to people, because when we're talking about government, when we're talking about corporations that are acting, oh, and by the way, the way they do this is through private partnership, private public partnerships.
Right,
Okay,
right.
so it's a partnerships between government and private corporations, basically. So that means that not only can CORE from India come in and take over your education system, which includes everything from teacher staffing and teacher testing, teacher learning, to children, to computers, to IT, to everything else.
But let me ask you a question. Is it CORE from India coming in, or Is it a U.S. corporation that went to India to be more concealed and clever about hiding things?
That would be my guess.
I mean, I can't see somebody in India just deciding that they're going to take over everything. I mean, I just.
Yeah. Well, that would be, I think it, I actually think it started in India, and then someone probably got a hold of it and said, well, this would be a good way to
Okay.
infiltrate and incrementally take over the education system is to get our hands on this company and start spreading it, would be
Okay.
my guess. Now, when you read the report, it actually talks about how it's buying up different corporations around the world. And most importantly, what it's doing is it's contracting with it's contracting with school districts. So this is something that I guess the real point to understand is this is something that's reversible. It's not something that we can't do anything about, because basically this is all done through contract. Okay, so oh, darn it, I lost my own blog. Something funny has happened with my computer.
That's called electronic harassment.
Yeah, because it couldn't possibly be user error.
Inept.
No, it's always a conspiracy, right? The funny thing about a conspiracy, the thing that really kind of pisses me off is that conspiracy doesn't exist unless you prove it in court.
Yes,
And
and it
of
is,
course, to go to court, you need a theory, or you can't go to
sure.
court. So it's kind of funny. Let me just give you an example of how this is actually working, from some of the news articles that are actually posted on the CORE website. And all of this again can be found in my blog. But I'm telling you right now, this is the most important story that you should be focusing on, anybody should be focusing on, because this is literally the alteration of the education system for our kids. It's supported by Obama. It's supported by government, obviously. Let me just give you some examples. Now, what got you really interested is what's just kind of funny, because a lot of times, we don't really focus on things until they start affecting us. And of course, I sent you a thing that said your Chicago school district has been basically taken over by CORE.
Right.
Next thing you say is, "Hey, let's do a show on this." And
Well, yes, because if it's local and it's relevant and I don't have children in school, but
But you're going to have children that grow up to be sheriffs and people in charge of things that
sure.
really need an education, a good education, and need to be taught how to learn, not what to learn. And so that's what we're focusing on here, is like, again, workforce education. No values teaching. No ethics, morals, and anything like that.
Sure.
So.
And this began a long time ago with the Rockefeller Foundation taking over the U.S. Educational apparatus. So it's incrementally gotten to what we now have as CORE.
Yeah, and it's important too to note that this is the corporate espionage. This is corporate takeover, literally. And to understand how that works, have to remember that the government is also a corporation. It's a different type of corporation, but it's still a corporation. It always is seeking a profit. Is always seeking a way to further the control apparatus. And so what this is a classic example of what's called incrementalism. Okay, when someone like Hitler comes to power. Suddenly, the people, of course, the people in Germany had no problem with it, but everybody else has a problem with it, because the media comes out, reports it, and says, "Oh my gosh, there's a dictator coming to power we have to get rid of," and it's sudden, and it's all of us. You don't see it happening, or excuse me, you see it happening right in front of your eyes. This is different. This is incrementalization. This is how things have been working, because all the grass has been growing constantly, and the grass is already above our heads, and we can't even see what's happening. And that's because it's been growing incrementally, and so we don't see the grass growing. We don't see these corporate takeovers happening. And that's a very important aspect of this, because this has been happening over the last 20 years. This corporation, since 1999, I believe, has been slowly infiltrating into all the education, quote unquote, markets. Now remember, this means that education is being traded as a stock on the public or a worldwide stock exchange. In other words, our education system is becoming so privatized that it is now tradable. It's all about profit. If that alone should bother people.
Right.
Right?
And wasn't the charter school movement kind of a start in this direction, where people and just having private schools that were not overseen by the government?
I think so. I mean, I think now I think I can say certainly that that's. I think there's a lot of people that are good people out there that are trying to do the right thing. And I think a lot of those people attach to Common Core and other systems like this. This is not
Sure.
the only, corporation out there that's doing this, but this is the main one. They say in the report that they grew by 53% in 1 year. That's how big this thing is growing. So let me just give you an example. Now we talked about Chicago, that they've basically taken over the contractual, the system of Chicago, which is the IT system and several other things. Here's another example. CORE, this is from their website and their little news clips, says CORE was awarded staffing contract for Milwaukee Public School District. CORE Consulting and Staffing recently won a bid with the Milwaukee Public School District to staff for their fall 2013 school year.
Wow.
Okay, so okay, that's important because to staff
Yes.
for their fall 2013 school year, because that means, well, we'll get into that, but that means that the teachers are going to be forced to teach core curriculum, and they're going to have to test also and make sure that they're up on the core curriculum. If you're not a core supporter and you're a teacher, you're probably going to get fired. Because
Right.
who is staffing the schools? Well, guess what? It's a private corporation called CORE. And if you're not teaching CORE, you're going to be out of there. So this is not just children. This is not just materials. This is the whole system. There's four different aspects to the education system. You have materials, you have IT, you have staffing, and then you have what it's going about talk about here, which is this isn't for just a few teachers here and there. They need to hire 100 science, math, and more importantly, special education teachers with our help. Through our proven vetting process, we are again through our proven vetting process. Well, what are they vetting? They're vetting people like you and me who would actually want to let children develop on their own and think. All right. Through our proven vetting process, we are staffing the best national talent to support this large school district of 78,000 students. Expanding the core consulting and staffing footprint to the Brew City is valuable addition to our services reach. All right. So you can see that. Here's another one. Core is to provide IT staff augmentation for Ohio. Core Consulting and Staffing has secured an exciting new opportunity as one of the staffing providers that the state of Ohio uses for all IT staff augmentation needs. Okay, that's the entire state of Ohio. That includes the university system. So this isn't just kindergarten through 12th grade. This is also the university system that's going to this.
Now, the fact that that nobody knows anything about this, that they haven't covered this in the newspaper, and you brought up Hitler, and you said immediately everybody started talking about the dictatorship and stuff. That's because they wanted us to believe a particular thing. The fact that they have not said anything about this in the news is because it's secretive. They don't want anybody to know about this, because they're just going to slither in with their programs and take over your child's perceptions even more than they have already through the media, television, and that kind of thing. This is very, very significant. I mean, this is so sneaky, so sly.
It's horrible. It's horrific. And I just recommend that people read at least the first 15 pages of this financial report. Again, the link is up there on my blog. You should probably put it in your information, for this show, because please, people, for God's sake, for the sake of your children, for the sake of other people's children, you have a duty, literally, to read this, because this is the most, like I said, it's the most Orwellian, horrific. Worse than any science fiction thing you can read. It's really, really bad. And the other aspect of this, again, it's going into private-public partnerships, public-private partnerships. One of those covered in a story here. It says Core ECS is named Dell Computers Partner of the Year. Okay, so it's in massive, already in huge, huge partnerships with Dell Computers and with Texas Instruments.
Wow.
Okay. And why is it doing that? Because Dell is the computer provider for schools. One of the most important things about Core, and this is very disturbing, and so be prepared. One of the most important thing about Core is to get children to get away from books, or in my opinion, to get away from nature or socialization, and to go into the computer realm. Because in the computer realm, anything is possible. You really can do a lot in the computer room. You can talk to everybody. You can see them on the computer screen. They're actually giving kindergarten and pre-kindergarten kids, they're giving them tablets.
Yes.
They're giving them computers to take home with them. Okay, they're now in Utah. I've seen it already, where they're offering, and I didn't realize it at the time, but this is Core, Common Core, that they're offering high school at home if you have a computer. High
Wow.
school at home. Now, I'm not saying that this is good or bad. I'm saying that the people in charge of this are bad. All right?
Yes.
Homeschooling is, I think is a wonderful thing.
Oh, absolutely.
But this type of homeschooling, this is much different than the traditional,
Well, this
family.
is isolating the student away
Yes.
from other students and then using the computer to monitor, to teach, to instruct, to indoctrinate.
Right, and this is not just for homework. These computer things are not just for homework, because one of the specialties of Core, one of their businesses, is to collect data, okay, to be in charge of the testing, to create the tests, not only to create the tests and the material study materials, but to actually collect all of the data to literally to, I mean, I use the example of Brave New World, because that's, I've always thought that that's really the blueprint for the future, which where you have your elite alphas, your betas who think they're elite but really aren't. They're the basically the managers, the middlemen. You've got your deltas, and you've got your gammas, and I can't remember what else there was, but your gammas, I believe, were the low end of the totem pole. They were the worker bees,
Right.
basically. Most of the people were in the gamma. No, and it was a status. And that's really what this tracking of information really is for. Because it even talks about for slower learning children, that's what intervention is in the financial reporting. And I'm not an expert at this. I just read this report and was just shocked. But it talks about intervention. And of course, you can use words like intervention to find, like in Texas, where they couldn't find all of this stuff, but you can find these words, intervention and STAR, STAAR, which is a certain program that comes from Common Core. And all these, if you start cross-referencing all the things in this report, or cross-referencing all the things in your state, or whatever your Common Core thing is, then all of a sudden you see the cross-referencing, and it's all coming from this central corporation. Now, their headquarters in America, I believe they're in Georgia, if I'm not mistaken. But that is just a sub-corporation of the main corporation, which is in India.
And it's amazing how they use things that we're already familiar with, like the smiley face, and they have so many alliances with things that people are familiar with, so it makes you more accepting of what's happening.
Right. And just to be clear here too, this is wholly supported by government, obviously, because the school districts are government, so they're allowing this to happen.
Right.
And make sure that people understand, doesn't matter who the president is, because we've talked about this before. They're all cousins. It's all the same family that's going to be president. So here's another little news snippet. It says Obama highlights Georgia pre-K powered by Core. So they're going even before kindergarten to get them early. It says President Obama made a trip to Georgia highlighting the state's pre-K program, which was Core, as a model for creating statewide universal pre-K for children.
Wow.
Okay, Core provides a software backbone, which is everything again. Pre-K Matters, which is the name of the program. So if your child is on Pre-K Matters, you're in Core. That enables administrators to manage and access pre-K providers. According to the Georgia Department of Early Care and Learning, more than 83,000 children are currently enrolled in the program, which is funded through a combination of federal and state dollars and revenue from Georgia's lottery. So that sentence right there.
Oh, the lottery. Oh, yes. They're always saying, oh, we're using the lottery for the educational programs. Mm-hmm. And you never see it actually applicable to anything in your school districts.
But this is tricky.
Yeah.
This is tricky because, again, you know, I did a movie on the lottery and how the lottery works. And what the lottery is an investment fund.
Mm-hmm.
And that investment fund is called the Education Fund. So in the financial report, what you hear is that the money is given to, or half the money that's collected from the lottery, or a third of it, goes to, quote-unquote, education. Now, remember, earlier in this report, the word education
was capitalized.
That's because it's a business. Yes. What happens with the lottery money is that it goes into what's called the education fund.
Ah.
That's the difference between what education is, lower capital, and education, higher capital, because we're talking about not education. This is not going to schools per se. It's going into the investment fund that's called the education fund.
Oh, so it could grow. Okay,
right. So, yes. Schools aren't necessarily getting a lot of your money for your gambling addiction. No, they're putting it into a fund. And I have a feeling that that's really where most of that lottery money is going, is to supplement and get this core system going. It might have even gone to, you know, I'd have to really dig deep for that, but it might have even gone to invest in core and core corporation. I don't know. But what's important here is, again, this is all funded. Here's what it says right in the report here, or right in the news article. It says it's funded through a combination of federal and state dollars. So that means that not only are all of the people in Georgia paying for this through their state tax dollars, but the entirety of the federal government, which is all the people of the United States, all the citizens who are paying taxes, they are also paying for Georgia Department of Early Care and Learning to aid, you know, to implement CORE. Because anytime you're going to see this CORE thing happening, that means there's a contract between the school and the corporation. That's a public-private partnership.
Right.
Okay? So that means that they're paying for this CORE curriculum. They're paying taxpayer money to this corporation. What does that mean ultimately? Well, that means that you who are listening are supporting this, whether you like it or not. You are consenting to it.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm here to tell you that obviously Obama supports it, obviously government supports it, and obviously your local, it's in 46, I believe, 46 states, if I'm not mistaken, is what it said. So obviously your state governor and your school districts are supporting this. So it's going to be up to us. It's going to be up to people who have children and people, you know, people. I don't have children, okay, but I recognize the importance of this because this literally affects the future of everything. This affects what children are going to, or how children are going to not only view, but how they're going to interact with the world in the future. And again, these are the people that are going to be police. They're going to be United Nations peacekeepers. They're going to be government. They're going to be whatever it is, you know, lower level government, mind you. But these are your future enforcers of law. These are your future lawmakers, if you will. These are your future voters. So I can't stress how incredibly important this is. I really can't, because this is literally Orwell taking over the system.
Exactly.
I mean, it's horrible.
And people will generally favor this. They will look at this and they'll say, oh, this is a wonderful program. It seems to meet our individual needs. This is great for kids who want to stay home and learn. Oh, my goodness. And, of course, it will accommodate people who are working mothers. This will make it easier for them to transition into a pre-kindergarten kind of status, thinking, oh, this is a wonderful program. I don't have to go to daycare. We'll have something that's really going to be beneficial, educational for the kids. This is terrible.
I can't tell you how true that is. And this includes adult education, too. All right, so let me give an example here. Now, this is what I sent you on page 19 of the report. It says, CORE has serviced Rochester City School District, a large K-12 school district consisting of more than 55 schools, for more than 6 years. Folks, you had an international corporation servicing your school district in New York for over 6 years, okay? Providing extensive solutions, including contract staffing, recruiting services, and specialized outsourcing. So, similarly, for Chicago Public Schools, one of the top 25 largest K-12 districts in the U.S., CORE has been providing consulting and recruiting services since the last 5 years. That's what I sent you. So think about this for a moment now. They are not attacking the system. They are attacking they're taking over the staffing. Okay, so who cares what you do, you know, as far as children or as far as management, if you can take over the teaching staff and you can set up requirements that they teach core
curriculum. Oh, sure, sure.
That's what's important here, because they're going at the heart. They're going to the heart, which is the teacher. So, and it, unfortunately, in the report, we also talk about teaching teachers, basically, teacher staffing and all that.
Sure. So the colleges that train teachers will certainly have all this implemented into those schools. So.
But it's going way beyond this, too, because you listen to this. This is on page 20 of the report. It says, CORE was involved with the Veterans Outreach Center and was their employer of the year last year. Wait a minute. Veterans Outreach Center, that's, I mean, a veteran is a minimum, what, a 55? 60, maybe? CORE was involved with the Veterans Outreach Center and was their employer of the year? How can the Veterans Outreach Center, which is a government center, have a private corporation as their employer of the year? Okay, you see how deep this is going. Right? I mean, you see that this is far beyond just the school system. This is adult education as well.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's from page 20. CORE's business spectrum of education itself leaves a bearing impact on society and community, more so with its intervention in government-run or aided schools that benefit students from lower strata of society. Isn't that nice? We like the poor kids, the lower strata of society. I think that's me, actually, when I think about it.
No, it isn't.
No, I think it is. I think I'm in the poverty range at this point. But okay, so this is what I really want to get across to people, okay? Because this is what this is. When we're talking about this, we're talking about a company that is traded on the international stock market, that is taking over the education system, turning it into private or public-private partnerships, and making the education system a business. All throughout this report, you see constantly it referring to the stakeholders of education. Stakeholders. Okay?
Right.
In other words, the corporate shareholders of the corporations that are doing education in our schools. Okay, so here's what it says. We're on page 21 now, and this is so important to understand. Listen to what this company and what government considers you to be, especially your children, all right? So it says, quote, the company also won the 8th Indo-American Corporate Excellence Award for 2012 for its commitment to human capital management.
Wow.
Corporate social responsibility and overall contribution to Indo-U.S. business. Okay, this is, again, page 21 of this annual financial report. So I want to tell you now, what does this mean? You know, we all have heard this before, human capital management, that sort of thing. Let's define what this word is. We obviously know what human is, and we obviously know what management is. If we take the capital out of that, we have human management. Well, this goes very well with, obviously, with workforce training in schools. All right? So here's the definition of the word capital. Okay, this is from Bouvier's Law Dictionary of 1856. Okay, what is capital? Capital is the political economy. It's commerce. Okay, and the political economy, it is that portion of the produce of a country which may be made directly available either to support the human species or to the facilitating of production. In commerce, as applied to individuals, it is those objects, people, whether consisting of money or other property, again, people, which a merchant, trader, or other person adventures in an undertaking, or which he contributes to the common stock of a partnership. It signifies the money put out at interest, or the fund of a trading company or a corporation is also called capital. Okay, so the fund of a trading company or corporation is also called capital. We're talking about people, or humans, I should say, with the same value as a commodity or as cash. Okay, so really what this is saying is human commerce. Okay, when we say human capital management, we're talking about human commerce, or as someone talked about the prison industry, commerce in souls. Okay, that's what human capital management is. So this is, I mean, you got to remember, when you're talking about a corporation, including government, when it talks about its citizens, it always is referring to them as human capital. Okay, human capital management. How to manage the assets of your corporation. What are the assets of your corporation? Well, if you're a municipality, the people are assets. The people are commodities. Okay, so This is the message that's being sent in this report, because every time it talks about children, it's talking about them as the future workforce. It's talking about them as capital, human chattel, human commerce. This is slavery.
Yes, it is.
This is literally a form of strange form of slavery. That's really what human capital management is.
Yikes.
So, all from India.
Yeah, and there's a report by the chairman, if you scroll down, and he's obviously an Indian gentleman, and he talks about the future, and I noticed all of the capitalized words in that report, in his report. He definitely knows exactly what he's doing and what the whole concept of this is, the literal message of this is on page 28. It starts, so it's amazing.
Page 28, you said?
Yeah, his picture is there.
Well, there's another picture in here that's really frightening. I see if I can find it. You know, we all know what the concept of transhumanism.
Yes, we've done a program on that. You did a program on that.
Well, yeah. there's a picture in here, if I can find it again, that is very, very telling of what the ultimate goal of this is. And it's just a picture like you'd see in any science fiction movie of a woman who has some form of apparatus sticking out of her head, looking through a clear screen, and that's the picture.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I can't remember
what you don't, what you don't realize when you look at that is that that is a form of promoting what is called transhumanism, which is this movement to take people and to literally plug them into the computer system. Okay, this is what concerns me most about taking children and in pre-kindergarten attaching them to a computer.
Yes.
Because eventually children are going to want to be enslaved to their computer. Children are going to be like, I don't want this computer. I want it attached to my arm. I want it attached to my eyeballs. I want a retinal screen.
That is how they've done this is through telephones, cell phones. They've got everybody hooked up to a cell phone. And that is real. Okay, you were looking at, I think it's page 9. Let's see, page. 17 is where that image is.
Yeah, it's a scary image. Only you know, in itself it would be, oh hey, that's cool. But when you put it in a financial report for education that has to do with putting people in computers, yeah, it's a little you know,
otherworldly. Yes.
It's a little disturbing, yeah. So but you see why I'm so concerned with this. I mean, it's a very frightening thing.
And imagine you just came upon this that's the kind of person you are. You know, you get an idea, you think, you hear a phrase and you think, What does that have to do? What is that? And just another phrase that you introduced was the Veteran Outreach Center. Now, that's something I've never heard of before. But when you consider all the veterans coming back to a jobless environment, then this is a perfect
You know,
exploiting opportunity.
you're absolutely right. I didn't even consider that. I was thinking Vietnam veterans, but you're right. That would be anyone returning from active duty, right?
Yes,
Oh
any
man, I didn't.
veteran.
So you have that's their perfect example. So you go to high school with this, and then you come back, and even your therapy, you're trying to get over your time served. You're going to be in a computer. That makes perfect sense.
Sure. And I'd never heard of the Veterans Outreach Center, and this report says that CORE was the biggest employer, the employer of the year. So what are they teaching them to do? And so my next, well, I would want to find out, well, what is the Veterans Outreach Center? What is that?
Well,
Yeah.
I would again, if the first thing you should be doing is looking for a financial report.
Yeah,
If you want to
exactly.
know, that's where you go. That's where this information is. And remember, all these things we're reading from here, again, these are from the actual financial annual financial statement from this corporation. So there, I mean, it's almost like we caught the evil corporation monologuing. I mean,
Yes.
it's like we found the bad guy and he's literally monologuing to us on how he's going to take over the world.
Yes.
And that's you find that a lot in these financial reports. That's why I tell people to look at them.
Yes. And of course, I would want to know, okay, who is behind this? We know it's a corporation. We know that there are top people in every corporation that are big benefactors. But who set this all up? See, I always want to know who the top guy is.
And I'll be honest with you, I don't think you're going to probably find out who the real, it was probably some think tank or some
Sure.
thing, it probably wasn't just one person. It was, like you say, it was probably the something like the Rockefeller Foundation mixed with the who knows?
Carnegie Foundation
Who
mixed
knows?
with
And
maybe
like I said,
the Magnificent Seven or something.
I haven't looked into it that deeply, but all I need to know is this for to tell people, look, here is your child, here is your child on CORE. What are you going to do about it? This is worse than drugs. I mean, I'd rather have my children do it doing some kind of bad drug than have them be on this. I mean,
Yeah.
seriously, this is so frightening. I mean, let's go further here. Page 11. It says, and this is what I was talking about here. This is back to the AFR. Employment education. Employment education. What is the word employment? You ever thought about what unemployment and employment actually is? Because people don't realize, of course, that government is the economy. Government being the main shareholder of all these corporations. We've talked about that,
Right.
Infinity, of course. So what is unemployment then? Well, when you consider, like for myself, I work, but I'm not employed.
Right.
So technically I'm unemployed. So what does the word unemployment and employment mean? That means that you're in a government corporation paying taxes.
Yes, you're in the system.
Okay, so when we consider words like that, we have to consider that that is the totalitarian fascist system when we talk about employment. It's the government ownership of the corporations and whether or not you are attached to that system as an employee. So what is CORE teaching? But of course, employment education. Education to get you ready for the workforce. Workforce education. Employment education. Okay, it says here's what it says. Stepping into the world of productive employment, students' approach is too theoretical. While professionally qualified, they lack fundamental understanding that can make them readily employable. Also, fast developing countries are facing tremendous skill shortage. So high school is to teach a skill? I thought that's what colleges were for. Despite having vast rural youth population, India itself today needs an additional 140 million skilled workers across industry segments. You know what they're talking about? They're talking
Robots. They're talking about people who are just going to function to do exact one thing for all of their life to serve a corporation.
And guess what? We talked about earlier that they're basing this on the ability of the children. So they're going to do what they call intervention education. Intervention means that if you have a slow child, you're going to put them into a group that's a little slower. And then those kids are going to be geared towards, well, they're probably the ones that are going to be answering our phones when we call for customer service for Microsoft. Damn. Damn Indian. Right? So, okay, in order to make students perfect sentence to get the real gist of this, okay? Quote, in order to make students industry ready, educational institutes must use contemporary tools to bridge that gap. Did you hear that?
That's kind of interesting.
In order to make students industry ready? What? I thought high school was to learn. I mean, math, science, whatever, the classical liberal arts. And here we are saying employment education in order to make students industry ready. Okay, it goes on. CORE offers best, listen to this, folks. CORE offers best in class employability linked vocational training in areas like hospitality and housekeeping, spa healthcare and wellness, and data entry operations, IT and ITES operations, basic accounting and construction. Okay, those are, in fact, I mean, I guess you could call that a skill, but for the most part, when you're talking about hospitality, housekeeping, construction, those, I mean, unfortunately, I don't mean offense here, but those are actually, for the most part, skillless jobs. That is skillless labor. Okay, this is what's being taught in school. CORE offers best in-class employability linked vocational training in areas like housekeeping. Housekeeping. Do you understand what this is saying? This is training for uneducation. This is training to be a worker. Do you, I mean, this is frightening.
Yes, it is.
This is frightening.
In my first book, there is a chapter called An Education Fit for Workers and Soldiers. Even as far back as in the 1800s, they were heading in this direction where they wanted to create people who would work for the corporations without asking questions, without having any innovative skills that they could actually, to be an entrepreneur, to start your own business, to take care of yourself, to be independent. They wanted everybody to be dependent upon the corporations and or be a soldier to go and kill and fight in foreign wars, resource seizing wars, which all wars are.
And wars are great for population control too.
Yes, they are.
For obvious reasons. I'll tell you what else concerned me about this is one of the things that they really focus on in CORE, and this directly actually goes to what you were just talking about. Perhaps the most frightening thing for me, because you know that I've done all this vaccine research and research
Oh, yes.
on autism and everything else. Well, one of their specific goals in here is to take over what's called special or special needs education. Okay, and there's a video on there that's pretty disturbing. What it shows is a bunch of autistic kids sitting, of course, in front of a computer, a specialized computer geared towards autistic kids, where the vowels are a certain color and the numbers are a certain color and the so. You consider what this is doing. I mean, if you consider what autism is, it makes you very docile and it makes you very focused on a certain thing. So imagine if you could start controlling autistic children and make a workforce out of them. I mean, you could literally put these autistic kids in front of a computer and have them press buttons all day without a break, really. I mean, just, and they wouldn't question why they're doing it because you could make work into basically a game. I mean, you could think that you're playing a video game and having fun, and meanwhile, you're breaking code or you're, who knows what they could possibly do, or you're just, basically a data entry person. But you're autistic, so you don't have the wherewithal to ask why you're doing this. Or they could put you on an assembly line and have you making bombs without any knowledge whatsoever about what a bomb even is.
Exactly.
Right?
Christina England has done some work on this and has written some articles about this and suggests that that is the whole purpose of vaccines, is to get a lot of autistic children who will grow up to be perfect workers and not ask questions.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that sees it that way, because, geez, I mean, it just occurred to me that you have the perfect workforce. Literally, you have the perfect submissive person to be able to do the job that no one else wants to do.
Exactly.
I mean, it's pretty incredible when you think about it. It really is. So, I mean, all you have to do then is to, government with its partnerships with and its ownership of corporations, both foreign and domestic, with, pharmaceuticals, all they have to do is spend more on research and development to develop the perfect shot that will make the perfect amount of autism.
Exactly.
I mean, it's frightening.
So that people can still function at
Yeah.
a lower level, decreased level.
Perhaps it's already happened.
I think it has.
I mean, jeez. Jeez. Well, again, we don't have to go on and on. We can talk about this, till we're blue in the face. But, I just want to get people to understand that this, probably above all else, tells you that your government is not there to protect you. Your government is your enemy. This is proof positive of that, because your government is implementing a private corporation to do what we are talking about, turn your children into basically mindless workers. And we've proven that, I think, here. And when you have the President of the United States personally, going to the school district in Georgia and pronouncing that this should be a statewide or a national program for kids that aren't even in school yet. And again, I mean, imagine the amount of business that that's going to generate, because now you have pre-kindergarten kids who are now being shuffled into the taxpayer system. Okay, and that tax money is going to the private corporation, of course, which, of course, government is probably going to be. I haven't checked yet this aspect of it, but I'm sure that if I looked, I would find the pension funds of the main holders of stock in this Indian corporation.
Right.
Core corporation. I would put my life on it at this point. I just haven't checked that yet.
Sure.
But I can't tell you enough that this is not something that you can, I'm talking to the people now. It's time to wake up. It's time to abandon your hope. It's time to abandon your faith that something is going to change for the better, or that someone is going to help you. There's no Superman, there's no superheroes. There's only you. Only you can change this. And you cannot hope that the president's going to have a sudden change of heart, because the president is part of a major corporation called the United States. Very profitable business. Okay, this is not something that you can sit on the sidelines and hope that people like me or Deanna or anyone else are going to change it. We can't change it. We can only tell you about it, and you are the ones that are going to have to start boycotting companies like Dell and Texas Instruments. You're going to have to start pulling your kids out of school, finding your own school that's not core, a charter school or homeschooling, because now your education system is completely defunct. It is now a private corporation, literally a private corporation designed to teach your children how to be skillless laborers. That is what you're dealing with. And if you don't do anything about it, this is your future. This is the future of your children. They're going to be,
Automatons working for the corporations.
God forbid, autistic automatons are
Yes.
working for the corporation. So, I mean, I don't, like I said, we don't have to make this a very long interview, but please, people, go and read this report. Understand, pass this on. It's already been passed on to WorldNet Daily now. It's been passed on to the Charlotte Izhervitz Group. We need to make this, of all things, we need to make this a major breaking story, because seriously, it's got to go viral, or we're doomed. We're absolutely
Absolutely.
doomed. Okay, you don't have to put my name on it. I don't want credit for it. I don't, just get out there. take the report, make your own report, make your own blog, send it to all these news sites, alternative news sites. I, for God's sake, send it to Alex Jones. Make it.
I'm sure he will report on it. Amazing. Well, this is really an amazing discovery that you have made, and I really appreciate all of your work. I mean, everything you do, I keep thinking, oh, this is just the best, and then you come up with something else. Oh, this tops the last one. Amazing, Clint.
Well, I thank you, and again, I'm not doing it to for any other reason than to get people to wake up and take control of their own, destinies, their own lives.
Sure.
So I appreciate you giving me the time and the, like I said, the soapbox that you have for so many years now.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today, and we'll get this uploaded, and hopefully everybody will pass it on to their friends, family. So thank you so much, Clint.
Yes, ma'am. Take care, and go get them, people! Get your children out of this system, for God's sake! Jeez.
Absolutely.
For the future of humanity!
That sounds like that the movie Network. They use that phrase. That's how you sounded.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All righty. Thank you so much.
All right.
We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.